taking it in. In formal and informal settings, when you get a good lesson, use the heel steps to help it really sink in. Taking in the good could substantially improve a person's gains from human resources training, psychotherapy, mindfulness training, coaching, or the psychological aspects of healthcare treatments. Take in rewarding experiences related to the behaviors you want to encourage in yourself. For problematic desires such as addictions, you could help yourself increasingly choose a greater happiness over a lesser one. When you look for key experiences, be resourceful and kind to yourself. Even if you can't have the whole pie you long for, take in as much as you can. It's normal to be affected by the past due to painful events or shortfalls of important psychological supplies. You can use key experiences to fill this hole in your heart. If you are addressing depressed mood or trauma, you can intensify the benefits of standard interventions through taking in the good. In relationships, appreciating and internalizing what is actually good in them will usually make each person feel better and strengthen the bond between them. In both formal and informal ways, you can use the heel steps to help others, including children. It's common for blocks to arise related to taking in the good. These blocks are a chance to learn more about yourself. You can also handle them in effective ways. When you're faced with a challenge, experiences of key strengths will help you meet it in a responsive way. As you experience these strengths again and again, you'll be able to stay in the green zone with increasingly intense challenges.